searchlight. It's the kind of place most people just pass through.
Save the freedom!
That is,
vote all these bumps!
Until the Tea Party came to town. They came with their homemade signs and flags, and with costumes, both elaborate and simple. There was even some entertainment, Tea Party style. Tea Party true believers don't like taxes, big government, or President Obama.
We're not a party, a political party, and we're not going to go out and drink tea.
The main draw was former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
So how is that hopey, changey thing working out for you?
Palin urged the crowd to defeat Harry Reid and other Democrats in November.
Clear. And in these upcoming elections, we're saying that the big government, big debt, Obama, Pelosi, Reid spending spree is over. You're fired.
The rally drew supporters from all across the country.
Obama, can't get those at Walmart.
Rusty Green hopes to make money off the Tea Party movement.
This is one job that Obama has created. I travel all over the country and sell t-shirts and bumper stickers and raise hell. That's what I do for a living.
Hours after the rally in Searchlight, Democrats, including former Vice President Al Gore, paid tribute to Harry Reid in Las Vegas.
Senator Harry Reid. Thank you, Harry.
Reid made no mention of the Searchlight rally.
I wouldn't have this job but for you. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't realize how fortunate I am to be able to be in the Senate.
But the Tea Party did seem to be on Al Gore's mind.
You know, anger is not a platform. Divisiveness is not a strategy.
Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom.
Reid has his supporters back in Searchlight, too.
I just resent this zeroing in on one of my favorite people.
Verly Dewing owns the Searchlight Nugget Casino and Restaurant. She's known Harry Reid for decades.
But I totally resent the fact that they have come to Senator Reid's hometown and targeted him. I just don't think you do. That's not the American way. I really don't think so. They're strangers. They don't know him at all.
Searchlight was once a booming mining camp, but the gold was taken out of these hills long ago. These days, modern prospectors are found at Verly's place, staring for hours into a video poker machine, or playing the slots in search of a pay. It may not seem like much, but to Verly Dewing, it's Searchlight's little slice of the American dream. Jim Malone, VOA News, Searchlight, Nevada.